Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Mabra Avram Goldar, and today Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis, the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zichru Mesechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichru Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Mitzvahs Hanisrafim. This is a procedure for those who are burned. The person is sunk up to his knees in manure so he doesn't move, and a coarse kerchief inside a soft kerchief is wound around his neck and it's pulled from both sides, forcing him to open his mouth. One then lights up psila, a wick, meaning a wick of lead, which is melted and thrown into his throat, and it descends into his stomach and burns his intestines. Rav Yehuda argues that pulling a kerchief from both sides may kill him by strangulation and says his mouth is held open with tongs. Rav Masna says this method of burning is derived from a gezer shava of sreifa, sreifa from Adas Korach. Just as with Korach's company, sreifa's neshama, but guf kayim, the burning was burning of the soul, with the body remaining intact, this sreifa is as well. Rabbi Lezer derives the Gezer Shav from the death of Aaron's sons. Each more holds the other incident of burning was literal burning of the bodies, but derives in the case of internal burning because of the principle of Baro Amisa Yafa, choose a favorable death for him. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mitzvah Sanerogin. This is a procedure for those who are beheaded. They cut off his head with a sword like the government does, meaning standing. Yuda says, Nivahulo, this is a disgrace for him. Elmanichin as Rosho al Sadan bekoitzes bekofitz. Rather, they place his head on a block and chop it off with a hatchet. They told him, Ein misimu nivellus mizo, there's no more disgraceful death than this. In a bright review, Yudah says he agrees that his method of herig is disgraceful. But what shall I do, since the Torah says, Ubuchukosem will say lechu, you shall not follow their practices. The Rabban hold that since beheading is dictated by the Torah, this method of execution is not derived from the Gentile nations. This reasoning can be proven because the bright teaches that we burn a deceased king's personal items, and it does not violate Ubuchukosem will say lechu. It must be because such burning is mentioned in the Torah. And point number three, the next mission describes the procedure of Hanechanakim, those killed by strangulation. He sunk up to his knees in manure, and a coarse kerchief inside a soft kerchief is wound around his neck. Zemoshech Eitzlo, Vezemoshech Eitzlo. This one pulls towards himself, and this one pulls towards himself. Achin Nafshon Yotzeis, until his soul leaves him. The punishment for adultery is written as most you must. They shall be put to death, which is interpreted as Chenek. Rabbi Yoshi explains that wherever the execution is unspecified, it means to be lenient. The Gemara later adds that the four methods of execution were known through a halach l'moshe Sinai, chenek being the most lenient, so it's given for any unspecified execution. Rabbi Yonason says it is not because chenek is the most lenient, rather, there's a rule that kol misa amur bator stam eno el chenek, any death through basin, which is unspecified, means strangulation. These two Tanaim disagree if Chenek is the most lenient execution. Rebbe explains, since the Torah mentions Misa Bidei Shamayim, death at the hand of heaven, as well as Misa Bidei Adam, meaning Beistin, we say that just as Misa Bidei Shamayim is Misa She'em Baroshim, death which leaves no external mark, so too unspecified Misa Bidei Adam leaves no mark, referring to Chenek. So once again, the three points are number one. The next mission states, Mitzvahs Hanisrafim. This is a procedure for those who are burned. The person is sunk up to his knees in manure so he doesn't move, and a coarse kerchief inside a soft kerchief is wound around his neck and it's pulled from both sides, forcing him to open his mouth. One then lights up psila, a wick, meaning a wick of lead, which is melted and thrown into his throat, and it descends into his stomach and burns his intestines. Rav Yehuda argues that pulling a kerchief from both sides may kill him by strangulation and says his mouth is held open with tongs. Rav Masna says this method of burning is derived from a gezer shava of sreifa, sreifa from Adas Korach. Just as with Korach's company, sreifa's neshama, but guf kayim, the burning was burning of the soul, with the body remaining intact, this sreifa is as well. Rabbi Lezer derives the Gezer Shav from the death of Aaron's sons. Each more holds the other incident of burning was literal burning of the bodies, but derives in the case of internal burning because of the principle of Baro Amisa Yafa, choose a favorable death for him. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mitzvahs HaNeragin. This is a procedure for those who are beheaded. They cut off his head with a sword like the government does, meaning standing. Yudah says, Nivahulo, this is a disgrace for him. Elmanichin as Rosho al Sadan bekoitzes bekofitz. Rather, they place his head on a block and chop it off with a hatchet. They told him, Ein misimu nivellus mizo, there's no more disgraceful death than this. In a bright review, Yudah says he agrees that his method of herig is disgraceful. But what shall I do, since the Torah says, Ubuchukosem will say lechu, you shall not follow their practices. The Rabban hold that since beheading is dictated by the Torah, this method of execution is not derived from the Gentile nations. This reasoning can be proven because the bright teaches that we burn a deceased king's personal items, and it does not violate ubuchokosei moseleichu. It must be because such burning is mentioned in the Torah. And point number three, the next mission describes the procedure for hadnechanakim, those killed by strangulation. He sunk up to his knees in manure, and a coarse kerchief inside a soft kerchief is wound around his neck. Zemoshech etzlo, vezemoshech etzlo. This one pulls towards himself, and this one pulls towards himself. Ad shenafshinu yotzeis, until his soul leaves him. The punishment for adultery is written as most you must. They shall be put to death, which is interpreted as chenek. Rabbi Yoshi explains that wherever the execution is unspecified, it means to be lenient. The Gemara later adds that the four methods of execution were known through a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, chenek being the most lenient, so it's given for any unspecified execution. Rabbi Yonason says it is not because chenek is the most lenient. Rather, there's a rule that kol misa amur b'tor stam eino el chenek, any death through basin, which is unspecified, means strangulation. These two Tanaim disagree if chenek is the most lenient execution. Rebbe explains, since the Torah mentions misa bidei shamayim, death at the hand of heaven, as well as misa bidei adam, meaning based in, we say that just as misa bidei shamayim is misa she'en baroshim, death which leaves no external mark, so too unspecified misa bidei adam leaves no mark, referring to chenek. All right, so now we get our siman daf nun beis, and our standard siman is a newbie to Yiddishkeit, someone new to Yiddishkeit, a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises training center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, practice lopping off heads of statues using a sword, and see what it's like when a kerchief is wrapped around their necks and pulled from opposite sides. Once again, slow motion. The group of newbies to Yiddishkeit, that must be on daf. Nun beis. The group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises training center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, which reminds us the Gemara brings the procedure for Sreifa, where it's Sreifa's neshama, but the body is left intact, by pouring molten lead down the person's throat. So the group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises training center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, practice lopping off heads of statues using a sword, which reminds us the Gemara brings the procedure for Herig and the Machlokas, is whether they cut off the person's head while he's standing with a sword, or his head is placed on a chopping block and cut off with a hatchet. So the group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises training center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, practice lopping off heads of statues using a sword, and see what it's like when a kerchief is wrapped around their necks and pulled from opposite sides, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the procedure for chenek, strangulation, and the rule that kol misa amur b'tor stam eino el chenek, any death through basin, which is unspecified, it means strangulation. So once again, the group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises training center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, practice lopping off heads of statues using a sword, and see what it's like when a kerchief is wrapped around their necks and pulled from opposite sides. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Chazara, Daf Mem Ches. So the Simmer Daf Mem Ches relates to Moach, brain, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. Well, one brainiac, that must be more on Daf Mem Ches, Moach. Well, one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Milsi, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlok as if Hazmana Milsi, if designation before use is a significant matter regarding burial shrouds and tefillin bags. So, while one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Milsi, his brainiac brother was trying to discover whether a pair of tefillin was made from leather that was tan l'shma, which reminds the Gemara brings a machlok as if hides must be tan l'shma for tefillin cases. So, while one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Milsi, his brainiac brother was trying to discover whether a pair of tefillin was made from leather that was tan l'shma. By putting it through the high-powered semiconductor x-ray machine they inherited from their father after he was executed by the king for rebellion, which reminds us, in a braisa, the Tanakhama says, Haruge Malchus Nichsen Lamelech, regarding those executed by the king for rebellion, their property goes to the king. Haruge Basin Nichsen Lyorshin, regarding those executed by Basin, their property goes to the heirs. Ryuta says that even the property of those executed by the king belongs to the Yorshim. Daf Mem Tes, so the Simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Simmon. So here goes. The butcher, that must be run Daf Mem Tes, meat. The butcher who was killed by a Goa Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib, which reminds us, the Gemara describes Yoav's trial. When Eliyahu asked him why he killed Avner, and Yoav explained he was the Goa Hadam for his brother Asael, whom Avner killed. But Eliyahu argued that Asael was a rodef, he was a pursuer who was trying to kill Avner, and Avner was permitted to kill him. Yov replied, Avner could have saved himself through injuring one of Asael's limbs, so killing him constitutes murder. He pointed out that Avner struck him precisely at the fifth rib where the gallbladder and the liver hang, and surely could have disarmed him with one of his limbs. So the butcher was killed by a Goel Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib after he ruined the peacemaking meat board wrapped in a king's cloak by inserting a thorn into it, which reminds us, the Pasuk says that Yov sent messengers after Avner, Yeshiva Oso Mebor HaSira, and they brought him back from Bor HaSira. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana darshans this name. Bor HaSira Garmel Avner Sheyareg. A pit and a thorn caused Avner to be killed. This refers to two incidents when Shaul might have reconciled with David if not for Avner. In the first incident, David had an opportunity to kill Shaul and instead took his spear and water container, i.e. his boar, and in the second cut off a piece of his cloak, demonstrating he did not want to kill Shaul. Instead of convincing Shaul of this point, Avner suggested in the first incident that a soldier had given the items to David, and in the second that a thorn, a seer, tore his cloak. So the butcher was killed by a Goel Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib after he ruined the peacemaking meat board wrapped in a king's cloak by inserting a thorn into it, had always insisted that the items on his dinner menu be listed in order of importance, which reminds us we learned that the order of a Mishnah's list is usually not particular, with exceptions, the Dald Miso's basin, and the seven Samanim, the seven cleaning agents for determining if a stain is needed blood, which must be applied precisely in the Mishnah's order. Daf Nun. So the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. On the non-stop flight, that must move on Daf Nun. On the non-stop flight to one's final destination, where the Megadeth and Ovid Avodah Zorah getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the first Malchus between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, which is more chamor, skila or sreifa. The Rabban considers skila more severe than sreifa because skila is given to a Megadeth, a blasphemer, and one who serves Avodah Zorah, which are especially severe averos, shekem poshi yad be'ikr, because he thereby challenges the most fundamental principle of faith. So on the non-stop flight to one's final destination, with the Megadeth and Ovid Avodah Zorah getting skila, sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, and the man from the Ir Nidachas headed for Saif, crying over the destruction of his property, disturbed the man behind him getting chenek for striking his father, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the second Malchokas of Saif versus chenek. The Gemara explains that Saif is given to the residents of an Ir Nidachas whose severity is seen from the fact that their property is destroyed. So on the non-stop flight to one's final destination, with the Megadeth and Ovid Avodah Zorah getting skila sat in front of the second row for Nisrafim, and the man from the Ir HaNidachas headed for Saif crying over the destruction of his property, disturbed the man behind him getting chenek for striking his father, the steward double-checked the Bas Cohen's ticket for the Sreifa seat to make sure she was guilty of Znus and was not a Panuya, which reminds us, the Gemara derives that a Sreifa's Bas Cohen is specifically for adultery and does not apply to a Panuya. Daf Nun Alf. So the Simmer Daf Nun Alf is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The Bas Cohen married to Yisrael, who was Mizana, was about to get sreifa by the beaver dam. Beaver dam? That must be on Daf Nun Alf. Nah, beaver. The Bas Cohen married to Yisrael, who was Mizana, was about to get sreifa by the beaver dam, which reminds us, the more discusses of a Bas Cohen who married a Levi, Yisrael, or apostle, loses her kahuna status regarding sreifa. So the Bas Cohen married to Yisroel, whose Mazana was about to get sreifa by the beaver dam, when two Bachrim wearing beaver pelt hats and darshaning in Masechet Zvachim in order to be Mekabel Schar, which reminds us, we learn Masechet Zvachim nowadays, even though it's not going to be practically relevant until Mashiach comes, because we say we're Darish Mekabel Schar. So the Bas Cohen married to Yisroel, whose Mazana was about to get sreifa by the beaver dam, when two Bachrim wearing beaver pelt hats and darshaning in Masechet Zvachim in order to be Mekabel Schar, saw a rabbi jump over two beavers trying to stop it, declaring only a Bas Cohen Arusa gets sreifa, which reminds us, brings Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. He holds only a Bas Cohen Arusa incurs sreifa, not a Nesua. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss? Who receives the property of those executed by the king for rebellion? That's on daf Memchas. Good. Number two, which daf do we discuss the procedure for sreifa, for burning? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number three, which daf do we the question whether burial is mishum buziona, because of disgrace of the mace and the family, or mishum kapara? That's on daf Memvav. Good. Number four. Which daf when Rabbi Shmuel holds only a Bas Cohen Arus incurs sreifa, not a Nesua? That's on daf Nunav. Good. Number five. Which daf do we learn about the procedure of chenek for strangulation? That's on daf Nunbeis. Good. Number six. Which daf when the body is hanged after stoning? That's on daf Memvav. Good number seven. Which daf drew the Malchus Rabban Rabbi Shimon regarding which is more chamur, Saif or Chenek? That's on daf. None. Good number eight. Which daf drew the question whether those killed by Beis Din receive kapara? That's on daf. Memzayin. Good number nine. Which daf to learn that we learn zvachim nowadays because we say darish v'kabos char? That's on daf. None off. Good number ten. Which daf to learn the procedure of a herig, decapitation? That's on daf. Nun Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldorf from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.